Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise the Lord, this is Sister Judith and my radio family. I greet you in that name which is above every name, that glorious name of Jesus. Well, if you have been listening the last couple of broadcasts, you know that we've been sharing a message I've entitled Avoiding Seven Negative Attitudes. There are certainly many more, but we're just focusing on this because I think these are all areas that we've struggled with, and some listening may have a special problem at this current time. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what we need when we need it. So yesterday we looked at and spent some time looking at the attitudes that we have as a Christian, toward our position as a Christian. And just in case you didn't hear, and you're always welcome to go back to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they are archived there. You can click anytime you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it. But basically, if we put ourselves down, if we don't see us as precious, as valued before the Lord, many people just, and it's a result of upbringing, maybe as a child, people were criticizing you, and you have a negative attitude about yourself. But that needs to change because you're now a child of God. And there's therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you want to be who Jesus has called you to be. And so it's a matter, I mean, that's what I'm doing as we go through these attitudes. We pray and repent and ask God to replace an understanding and appreciation for who we are in Christ Jesus as far as our position. Now, the second attitude we're going to look at is our attitude toward the promises of God. Now, think about this. There are many, I don't know how many, someone has actually chronicled them. There's so many promises in the Word of God. And our attitude toward them, we're either in faith or basically we don't, I mean, we might say they're generally true, but somehow they don't work in your life, okay? That's how the devil will come along. It's your own particular situation, circumstances that the prayer doesn't seem to be working, the promise that you're standing on. Well, we can, depending on our attitude, it will bring us to victory and fulfillment of God's promises in our lives, or if it's a negative attitude, it actually will short-circuit. It will negate those promises as far as they're coming to pass in our lives. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 states, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea," or yes, "and in Him, amen, so be it, unto the glory of God." So God is not a liar. When He makes a promise, He will do what He said, as long as we will understand and appreciate and believe those words to be true. Let's take a very simple promise. It's very comprehensive and embracing. "My God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory." Now, He does it as He chooses, but He will supply that need. You say, "Well, I prayed about something and I never got." Well, He's supplying that need according to His riches in glory. It is His will for you to have food, to have shelter, clothing, the physical basic necessities of life, but He wants you also to be ministered to be blessed, to grow in the things of God. Now, if we walk in the flesh, we cannot know the things of the Spirit. If we allow our attitude to become one of doubt or uncertainty, questioning, unbelief, then we are defeated, beloved, because that's not believing God. That's not faith. And the natural man, the natural someone that's not saved, and if we get into the flesh, basically, it says the natural man cannot know the things of the Spirit of God, and he cannot know them because they're spiritually discerned. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually understood. And this is a statement of fact by the living God. And so, beloved, if we live in the Spirit, which we do, we need to walk in the Spirit. And so let's take a moment now and ask God to deliver us from unbelief or uncertainty, doubt, those things that we would question the validity for our lives. We might be in a place, well, yes, I know, certainly God wants to do that. But sometimes when it comes to our own situation, we tend to be doubtful. And so let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, this is the enemy comes to bring fear and unbelief that our needs, which are important to you and crucial to us, are not going to be met. And in the name of Jesus, I bind that lie right now. And Father, I rebuke fear. I rebuke unbelief. I rebuke uncertainty, double-mindedness. Lord, I praise you that you who began a good work in us are going to be faithful to complete it. And so I release, Father, a measure of faith that every person listening, regardless of where they're at right now, what they're needing from you, what they're standing on, whatever promise, you're a true God. You make your promises out of a heart of love. And you are, you know, if a child asks for, you know, a fish or an egg, he's not going to be given a snake or a scorpion. So, Father, you give good gifts. Your promises are yea and amen. So, Father, forgive us. We repent of negative attitudes, of doubting you, of uncertainty, of double-mindedness. And, Father, we thank you. We receive that measure of faith. Lord, as I've said many times on this broadcast, God would be unjust if he's the author and the finisher, perfecter of our faith. If we didn't have the faith right now, each one of you, I'm talking to you, if you didn't have the faith to deal with what you're dealing with, God would be unjust. He would be expecting something you that you were not able to fulfill. But he has given you all the faith you need for right now where you're at. So, beloved brother and sister, act on it. We refuse unbelief. We refuse those lies. And we thank you, Lord, for the faith of God, which shall believe not only for needs, but for the impossible. Praise God. Now, let's share another attitude, a negative attitude that we need to repent of and examine our hearts to make sure that's not in operation in our lives, because sometimes these attitudes are very subtle. They're buried deep. And only if the Holy Spirit draws attention to them, as he may be doing right now for many of us, well, then we need to, once we have that understanding, as I shared, was it the other day on the broadcast, I mean, I was spending time, quiet time before the Lord, and I realized something that had been a pattern, a habitual sort of mindset, and I really didn't realize that was my condition. And I said, oh Lord, please forgive me. I did not even see it for what it was. And so, beloved, he wants you set free. So what is this third negative attitude we can't have? And that would be our attitude towards our family and loved ones. Now, this could be blood relationship, but also, beloved, the church family. We can make a choice. Our attitude and expression, our words, our heart feelings toward them either make us a shining testimony to the power of God's Word and Spirit, or, well, we become a stumbling block and a poor excuse for a Christ-centered witness. The Word does teach us that as parents, we're not to provoke our children, but to admonish them and train them up in the fear of the Lord. Yet multitudes of parents allow their children to get by with just about everything they can while they're small, while they're little. I mean, just go to the post office. I mean, I commented to a lady, I mean, kids run like it's a playground. In my day, you wouldn't, there's, and the parent is oblivious, totally unconcerned. And so it's the way we have failed to discipline our children. And then, of course, when an undisciplined child, which is really, you read Proverbs, it's a sign of a lack of love. When the child reaches their teens, then many parents start to try to correct and train and motivate them to be good Christians or citizens or whatever. But in many cases, it is then too late. So many Christians make life miserable also for their wives, their husbands, their children by their constant nagging about how sinful they are, etc. You know, it's one thing to give a godly testimony. It's another thing to try to push it down their throats. And it's quite another mistake to constantly point out all their faults and speak negatively over them and constantly tell them how much of a devil they are or how bad off they are or how they should repent or become like me. Whatever, you can see. So I think I've shared enough to give us insight. So Father, let's go to prayer, beloved. Father, we come to you now and we repent of negative attitudes toward our loved ones, not only family, our spouse, children, or our extended family, but also, Lord, the family of God, our church family. Sometimes, Lord, there's people that just really rub us the wrong way. But Lord, we're asking instead you would give us love and patience and long-suffering, forgiveness, and that we will begin to see the things they're going through and have compassion and be used of the Lord to minister to them. Not that we don't applaud sin, we don't sanction sin, but Lord, we must be strong in our position. But Lord, help us to exhibit the love of Christ to our family, natural and church family, with the love of Christ. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, beloved. Well, there's some more negative attitudes to cover, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow. I think it's hitting all of us square in the forehead, because we all have at times been critical of ourselves, critical of others. We've spoken negatively, but we'll get to that tomorrow. So anyway, thank you for joining me. And if you have particular need of the support of prayer in any of these areas I'm sharing, I ask you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.